before I tried it, and I was, you know, we were putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm checking out the information we're getting from our good friends at the Council on Foreign Relations. We get regular emails from them, the latest information, pointing out that there is no formula for 11 in truce at the present time, and that certainly the Chinese communists are cooperating with us now, beginning to freeze some funds for the North Koreans. It makes us feel good to know that the Chinese communists are so favorable to our position. They point out the impasse on immigration, and there's some people even saying that if we don't stop immigration, we're going to lose our sovereignty. Of course, we know the major thrust of the Council on Foreign Relations is to do away with national sovereignty, to form a North American Union, building a North American community. But you have to understand that when these organizations put information out, it's designed to confuse you. In fact, most of what's going on is designed to confuse you. And as you look at things going on, you scratch your head and you say, it doesn't make sense. Just remember that wonderful statement by Colonel Nasser, you know, writing to President Kennedy, you know, the genius of you Americans is you never make simple, stupid mistakes. You always make complex, stupid mistakes so that we're left wondering if we're missing something. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't make simple, stupid mistakes or complex, stupid mistakes. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Well, to clarify what's really going on with this morning is our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy talking about our feudal future, because that's what's really coming on, a reinstitution of a feudal class with a ruling elite of wiping out the middle class and impoverishing those that are still allowed to survive the terrible Holocaust and future that lies ahead for America and for the people who are so certain we're going to be raptured out of here that they just don't have to be involved in anything. And I would like to say, but what happens if the rapture comes 20 years after America's been destroyed and your family has been killed or imprisoned? So the difficulty is that there's no place in the Bible that it says that Americans aren't going to have to suffer for the sins that we've allowed to be carried out here. When that is the background, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thanks so much for being with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about our feudal future.
Before we do that, let me comment on a couple of things you said.
All right.
Yeah, because all of that is part of this, part of the movement towards our feudal future, F-E-U-D-A-L, the feudal times of about 1,000 years ago. Things that are presented by the Council on Foreign Relations as, you know, oh, look at this, the Chinese have seen the light and they're now cooperating with us regarding North Korea. Well, basically what they've been told is, how would you like a nuclear-armed Japan or Taiwan or whatever? And so it's not that they're doing this out of some gregarious gesture on their part. They've sort of been read the Riot Act on this and put in a position of saying, well, yeah, okay, we see what you're up to here, and so we will, quote, cooperate. Same thing with Lebanon. This no need for a truce, no need for a ceasefire, is not something for Israel, as many people say, or something for the Lebanese. What's going on there is there's this supposed to be about a mile-wide buffer zone created. And it's not just, you know, so Hezbollah isn't there and can't launch their rockets, because that's, in first place, that's ridiculous, because they have long-range rockets that'll reach 120 miles or so. So, you know, a buffer zone of 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles isn't going to do diddly. The whole reason for this so-called cleared-out zone will be for this international force to come in. As I've said, with this dialectical process, you create a crisis, you have a situation that bubbles up, oh my goodness, there's a confrontation, a situation, I usually call it a situation, and then the reaction to the situation, this is the Israeli and Hezbollah reaction to the situation, creates an environment whereby the power elite can further its goals. In other words, getting this international force within there. Supposedly, it'll be a NATO force, which is what the Israelis want, depending upon whether the Lebanese go along with this. And of course, you know, damaging the infrastructure of the Lebanese economy, I mean, it's cost, you know, tens and tens of millions of dollars to going to be, have to be put in there to rebuild it. Of course, you know, the American taxpayers are going to have put a chunk of that in there. It'll be interesting as to what this international force is. If the Lebanese say, no, we don't want a NATO force because they may be sympathetic to Israel, I mean, regardless of whether they are or not, it may wind up being a larger UN force. But chances are it probably would be a NATO force. But the point is an international presence will be brought into that region. And that's the first step towards pursuing this particular region's involvement in this New World Order. And with that as a background, I've done in this latest News with Views column is referred to our feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L, future. And I begin by talking about when I was a youngster back in the 50s, I remember this British made. It was about Robin Hood. And, you know, it showed him and shooting his bow and arrow and had all the, you know, Sheriff of Nottingham and Friar Tuck and all this sort of thing. And what I didn't really pay much attention to it at the time because his name was Robin Hood and, you know, rob from the rich and give to the poor sort of thing. But in there, he was also referred to during the show periodically as the Earl, or mostly Earl, sometimes Baron of Locksley. And, you know, they could have named him all kinds of things, you know, the Earl of Oxford or whatever, but no, it was Locksley. And so later on when I began looking at this this whole approach to the New World Order, it popped into my mind that Alfred Lord Tennyson had written that poem, Locksley Hall, which, again, he could have titled anything. He's titled it Locksley Hall in 1842. And I had also read that President Harry Truman had carried around in his pocket that part of this poem. It's a good-sized poem. But he carried around that part of the poem that referred to the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World, and talked about being lapped in universal law. In other words, a federation, a world government. And Truman explained, he didn't just carry it around. Truman said, quote, that's what I have been working for, end quote.
And, of course, even Winston Churchill said, those are the greatest words ever written. And for our listeners, for I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, heard the heavens filled with the shouting, and the rain, the ghastly dew of the nation's airy navies, grappling the endless central blue, till the war drums throb no longer, and the battle flags were furled, the Parliament of Man, Federation of the World. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. the PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Dr. Cuddy is talking about this poem that was written by Lord Tennyson back in 1842 called Locksley Hall. And all of course, the elitists understand this, those people who are part of the other movement. They understand it's significant. It's all about the Parliament of Man, the Federation of World. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Right, and in universal law and so on. And so you, just before the break, mentioned Churchill, and of course, Churchill in 1941, I think October, a couple of months before Pearl Harbor, wrote a letter to H.G. Wells, which I've put in one of my books, where he's saying to H.G. that he can't talk about certain things outside the, quote, secret circle, quote. And some people thought that he just meant the cabinet over there, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and so on. But those people's names are known. So it's, you know, they wouldn't be called secret if they're already known. So this is some other group that he and Wells are very, very familiar with.
Of course, what most people don't know is that Churchill was a Druid.
Yeah. And so that's what the spiritual aspect is a very, very big part of that. And the next part of my article, I refer to that, this Rockefeller Brothers Fund in the 50s. Truman was president in the late 40s, early 50s, and they had this what was called the Mid-Century Challenged U.S. Foreign Policy, a product they produced. And in there it says, quote, "We cannot escape and indeed should welcome the task which history has imposed on us. This is the task of helping shape a new world order in all its dimensions, spiritual, economic, political, and social," end quote. And so you'll notice that this report puts the word spiritual first in this new world order. And so I was remembering at the time that Robin Hood actually was referred to in that show, the TV show, as Robin of Greenwood. Again, they could choose, you know, all kinds of names, but no, it's Robin of Greenwood. And if you go back and do some research in British history, you'll find that the reason this is Greenwood is he was also called Green Robin. And they named him that for the green man who is a Celtic vegetation god. So there's this spirituality aspect to this New World Order that the Rockefeller Brothers Fund were perfectly aware of. And so quite some time, as your listeners will remember, before President George H.W. Bush referred to the New World Order, Mikhail Gorbachev, back in, I think, 1987, even before, was calling for that term, this, quote, New World Order. And, of course, he's now head of Green, note that word, Green Cross International. And he, along with Maurice Strong, are responsible for the Earth Charter, which was written, actually, by Stephen Rockefeller. That's Nelson Rockefeller's son. And both Gorbachev and Maurice Strong, who's also responsible for that, has said this thing is going to be like a Ten Commandments, a new Ten Commandments. And they've placed it, of course, in the Ark of Hope, which they modeled deliberately after the Ark of the Covenant. They have these unicorn handles and so on. And so there's definite religious symbolism in what they're up to. So it's not just economic, political, and social, but a spiritual dimension to this thing as well. And if you think this is, you know, just some flaky New Age idea, you have to remember that this Earth Charter in June 25 of 2001 was endorsed by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So wherever you're listening, your mayor has probably endorsed this thing. And one of its provisions is to, quote, promote the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. And that's what Robin Hood was about, you know, redistributing wealth in feudal times. Of course, it'll be the middle class wealth now, which is being redistributed. The elite, of course, have their, you know, offshore secret accounts and so on. So they're not redistributing their wealth. Okay, now, the Earth Charter, as you know, has been taken all over the world. I think it's in Amsterdam now, but it's been in Indiana and up in the northeastern U.S. and moved all over the place. And apparently, this Earth Charter is just fine. You know, these the pagan gods and goddesses are still here, even though the Ten Commandments is supposedly going to be replaced with this new Ten Commandments, this Earth Charter. And you can find them anywhere. You can find Vulcan and Birmingham, and often at public expense on public property, and in all of the courts of the land. Of course, there's Themis, T-H-E-M-I-S. She's supposedly the daughter of Uranus and Mother Gaia. She's the woman who's blindfolded with scales. She's okay. Ten Commandments got to get kicked out of the courts, but no, she stays. Okay. So I basically say it seems like we're going back to the feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L, and it's not only spiritually but economically, politically, and socially, just like the Rockefeller Brothers Fund report said in the late 50s, all four aspects to it. And so what I've done now is put a little comparison. In a way, it's sort of humorous, but in a way, it's very accurate. And I say you look at then and now. So the Crusaders back in feudal days seem to be replaced by these New Agers today, worshiping this Mother Gaia, who's supposedly the mother of this Themis, which is okay in the courts while the Ten Commandments gets wiped out. And also by those promoting a common faith, a sort of one-world religion. The abbots and friars, you know, like Friar Tuck and so forth, of old times have been replaced, feudal times, by today the religious syncretists, this sort of common faith, let's meld all religions. Your magicians and wizards, you know, Merlin, that type of person today are these New Age occultists engaged in these occultic practices, magic and so on, too. Socially, that's one of the aspects of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. You would have the old troubadours of old and court jesters being replaced by the media and the press. They're supposedly, the troubadours would go from place to place bringing the news of the day, just like the media and press, but I refer to them also as court jesters because they're a joke. They just put out what the paralegal wants them to put out. Fashions as well, accessories. In feudal days, you may remember you had Prince Valiant, remember, in his haircut. And they used to wear back then, Robin Hood had these leotard-style pants on. Well, today you'll see especially a lot of women wearing this sort of leotard-style pants and having this sort of Prince Valiant haircut. And pan flutes at the time were feudal music. You'll hear them today with, you know, Yanni and some other types like this, this New Age music emphasis on pan flutes. Politically, the king of the feudal times would be Big Brother today. Princes and princesses become international bankers. They are right under the Big Brother figure. The Knights of the Round Table, to get that word, round table, today would be the product of Cecil Rhodes' round table group. Cecil Rhodes, we mentioned before. The Sheriff of Nottingham.
Well, the product of the round table is the Council on Foreign Relations. That's
right.
The direct front for the British Round Table organized by Cecil Rhodes.
Right, an outgrowth. The Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs are two, and there's other groups that flow from that Institute for Pacific Relations and so on. And the Sheriff of Nottingham today would be like the UN Secretary General with his blue helmet armies. Dukes and duchesses would be like corporate heads who are very, very powerful in a sort of fascistic league with government heads to basically take over the world. Lords and overlords then would be your world government leaders today. The earls would be heads of nations, prime ministers, presidents, and so on. Viscounts of that old time, feudal times, would be legislative leaders, and barons and baronesses would be like state governors. Economically, remember, it's not only spiritually, socially, politically, but also economic, like the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Economically, there was no middle class in the feudal times, and so that's why there's been this tremendous assault upon the upon the middle class today. You can see it in the tax burden. Most of our taxes, a majority of them, are borne by the middle class today. In fact, they even pay a higher percentage, 40-45% of their income in taxes, which is even more. They're actually worse off than the serfs of feudal days. What they had to pay in terms of what they produced, potatoes and, you know, whatever they grew, and or tannin hides and clothes and so on. Small businessmen today are really tremendously regulated by government bureaucracy, bureaucratic rules and regulations, and they've become very much like the old feudal day of vassals on fiefs who just were allowed to occupy the land, you know, and you pay a fee or a tax on the land, but really you're told what to do. You're basically a vassal on a fee for in a fiefdom. You and I, the listeners, and myself, we're like the peasants of feudal times. And that's why today you'll find terminology like we're no longer people, or there's no longer a personnel department with a company. We're referred to today as human capital or human resources, because resources are something that has to be managed. You know, we have to manage our timber, manage our coal. That's a resource, right? So if you're human resources, you have to be managed. Just like in the feudal days, they called them human chattel. And so that's the equivalent. And so, you know, it's just an interesting comparison there. There was an author many years ago, about 100 years or so ago, named Jack London. He wrote a lot of books that people are very familiar with, sort of fictional works. But he also, sort of like H.G. Wells, he also, besides, you know, Wells's Time Machine and things like that, they wrote very serious political works. And one of his, London's, was called The Iron Heel, H-E-E-L, and that's in 1907. And what he said was, there's this book by W.J. Gent, G-H-E-N-T, and this guy was the editor of the American Fabian magazine in this country. And his book, Gent's book, Our Benevolent Feudalism, 1902, was, according to London, the textbook that the oligarchs would use to rule in the future. And London went on and explained how they and the plutocrats would have new ways of, quote, molding the thought processes of nations, end quote. And he went on about the banks, and the banks would constitute one of the most important forces of the oligarchy and the labor castes and mercenaries and great hordes of, this is a quote, hordes of secret agents and police were all pledged to the oligarchy. The condition of the people of the abyss was pitiable. All their old liberties were gone. They were labor slaves. Choice of work was denied them. Likewise was denied them the right to bear or possess arms. They were not land serfs like the farmers. They were machine serfs and labor serfs, end quote. And so if you look at the key elements of that, you'll see things that are very, very familiar today. An oligarchy, yeah, a ruling elite. Labor castes, we're all going into this sort of, you know, school to work, worker bees mentality. Do we have secret agents around? Sure. Those people are pledged to this oligarchy. They do the bidding of them. Just like in the old days, the knights would do what the king wanted. The condition of the people of the abyss, he characterizes this as an abyss. You know, it's this very pitiable situation. Liberties are gone. Notice what we're having today with Homeland Security, Patriot Act. They're gone. They're labor serfs. It used to be on farms. Now it's labor, you know, factories, whatever, and other ways. They were machine serfs. They can't possess or bear arms. You've seen great movements today by the UN and others to try and do away with what Americans would consider our Second Amendment rights. They don't want to do away with them. And so this is what Jack London was writing in The Iron Heel. But what he had referred to as the blueprint for the future, what the oligarchs would use, was this book by Gent, Our Benevolent Feudalism. And what I did, while that book may be somewhat difficult to get, your listeners probably in any good library that has any extensive holdings can get Gent's article. You can at least get that from a magazine. It was called The Independent, April 3 of 1902, you know, same year as the book. And in there, he did it like a summary, and he called it The Next Step, A Benevolent Feudalism. And in here, there's something of a long quote, and usually I don't like to read long quotes, but the point is, it's very instructive in comparing today with then. And if you look at it, you can see exactly what Jack London was talking about, as this was the blueprint or model that the oligarchs would use. He didn't just say, well, yeah, there's this feudalism, and you got a bunch of elite people, and they're telling us what to do. Again, actually, went through this sort of step-by-step, and sort of like I did with the king, his big brother, and so on. But he explained it, and in this quote, there's the rationale behind it. And he pointed out it wouldn't be sort of, he didn't use the word Hitlerian, but he pointed out it would be benevolent. And that's basically, if you look at what's going on today, that's what they try to do. You know, keep the masses happy and fat, eating their fat burgers, and entertained, watching their inane soap operas and sitcoms. And so it'll be presented as something very benevolent, and we'll get to that after the break.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We do carry several of his books here, and we're hoping to get another one back in print very soon. Certainly, you can read Dr. Cuddy's articles at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. If you don't go there, you should. They have great articles, and you'll see listed on the far left a list of authors, and at the very, very top is in the top section is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And you can actually then click on that. It'll take you to his site. And all of his letters are there. And there is tremendous wisdom. You should pull down all of those letters and put them into bound books so you can have them and refer back to them because they're all well indexed. You'll find the references to all of the things that he says. And of course, the underlying theme is there is a spiritual dimension to to everything going on today. And that's what people don't talk about. They talk about the issue of what's going on in Lebanon, but never the spiritual forces that are leading us from there into, perhaps down the line, sooner or later, into a much larger confrontation that will have a profound impact on everybody leading, listening to this program today. So with that as a background, Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story.
Sure. Referring to my News with Views column, I think this same audience that we're talking with today, a couple of weeks ago, we discussed my previous article on the dialectic 2 weeks ago, but I don't think this audience last week heard part two of that. And so I would encourage your listeners to go to the News with Views, my list of columns, and look at part two, because that's just as, if not more, interesting than part one. I would get into Javier Solana and how he came from Spain and how he rose to power and how that fits with the dialectic. And I give some sort of personal background of a fellow named Allard Lowenstein back in the 60s who I was familiar with back then because he was teaching at the university that I was attending, and so on. But anyway, that's another subject. It's just that there are a number of things that your listeners may want to look at on the News with View site. In terms of before the break, I was mentioning W.J. Ghent and his book Our Benevolent Feudalism, which you may or may not be able to obtain. It's, you know, it's an old book, and sometimes libraries don't like to give those out. But you can at least look at his summary, which you could find in this article that he wrote called The Next Step, A Benevolent Feudalism. It was published in I guess you'd call it a newspaper of the day, called The Independent, April 3, 1902. And usually I don't read a lot, but in this case I'm going to read, and it's a long quote. But the reason I'm doing that is, pay attention. Now, this is 1902, and he's talking about what the future will hold, where we will go. It'll be benevolent. It won't be dictatorial in the usual sense that, okay, here's somebody who might be doing something bad. Let's go bang his door down and kill him or like that. And remember that this fellow, Ghent, is the individual who has this all mapped out according to Jack London, a very famous author, very liberal author, sort of communist leanings at the day. He would go and speak to communist audiences. And this is what this is the fellow that Jack London says has mapped out what the oligarchs and plutocrats will do to us in the future. So just remember two things. As I'm looking at this, reading this, remember this is 1902, and think about these words in terms of what you, the listener, are seeing today. This is over 100 years later today, 2006, that was 1902 that I'm reading from now. He says this, quote, "The coming status will be something in the nature of a benevolent feudalism. Group fidelity is already observable. The autocrats will distribute benefits to the degree that makes a tolerant," note that word, tolerance, like today, tolerance, "if not satisfied people. A person of offensive activity may be denied work in every feudal shop and on every feudal farm from one end of the country to the other." Now, periodically, I'm going to stop in this quote. Note especially where he's talking about being denied work, and from one end of the country to the other. See, that assumes a vast network here. He already sees this vast network that if you act up in Pennsylvania and try to, you know, get away to California, it won't work. They communicate all across the nation to each other. Continuing the quote, "His actions will be promptly communicated to the banded autocracy of dukes, earls, and marquises of industries. The individual security of place and livelihood of its members will then depend on the harmony of their utterances and acts with the wishes of the great nobles. And so long as they rightly fulfill their functions, their recompense will be generous." Note that, that if you go along, you'll be treated very well. You'll
go along and get along, I think is the
term. That's right. Continuing the quote, "They will be at once the assuagers of popular suspicion," you know, like Rush Limbaugh, you know, "Don't worry about it, you know, everything's okay, don't pay any attention to those conspiracy nuts," that sort of thing. Okay, "they will be at once the assuagers of popular suspicion and discontent, and the providers of moral and intellectual anodynes for the barons. A host of economists, it's not just socially, this is economic too, a host of economists, preachers, there's your spiritual, preachers and editors will be ready to show indisputably that the evolution taking place is for the best interest of all. What the barons will most dread will be the collective assertion of the villeins, that villeins is a French term meaning the common people, villeins at the polls. But this, from experience, they will know to be a thing of no immediate danger. By the putting forward of 100 irrelevant issues, they can hopelessly divide the voters at each election, or, that failing, there is always to be trusted, as a last resort, the cry of impending panic. All right, now I'm going to stop the quote there for a minute and just point out a couple of things here. Notice how if you start to have a show like Radio Liberty and Dr. Stan and Cuddy on there and they're exposing this stuff, when it comes time for the voters to go to vote, what they do is they throw out a whole lot of issues. You know, well, here's the right to life issue. Here's the, economic issue of inflation.
Oh, don't forget the gay marriage. Oh, gay marriage, that's so important.
That's right, the gay marriage. Put all those issues out there. So that what basically happens is, several years ago when the people were asked, do you want NAFTA and GATT, 75-80% of the public, that's the villeins, us, said, no, we don't want that. Well, what happened? Well, what happened was the Congress approved it anyway, and they were reelected to office. And what they do is, these politicians, about these 100 irrelevant issues, the politician will go back to the voter, here, you know, the campaign's beginning, and they would say to the voter, well, yeah, I know you weren't real thrilled with me voting for NAFTA, but anyway, hey, what the hey, you know, I got you some highway funds here, and, you know, I got you this new factory in here, and I got this, so when you look at the whole picture, yeah, I see your dissatisfaction with this one thing, but look at all these other issues. I'm with you on this issue, A, B, C, and D, so, you know, just ignore the fact that I voted for NAFTA or GATT, because, you know, these other things, those issues are important, too. And spiritually, I think the Catholics refer to it as the seamless garment.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates, and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
course, our guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and he's talking about this plan for this benevolent feudalism. And believe me, it's being enacted. But please go ahead and continue with that quotation from Mr. Kent.
Sure. The last thing I was talking about was if from the quote is if all these irrelevant issues thrown at the voters doesn't persuade them, it says it's the last resort. That's the cry of impending panic. In other words, oh my goodness, you know, there'll be a financial collapse. You better keep your mouth shut about globalization. Your job depends on it. Things like that. So picking up on the quote, quote, two divisions of the courtier class are the judges and politicians. They must satisfy the demands of the multitude, and yet, on the other hand, they must obey the commands from above. The nobles will have attained to complete power, and the motive and operation of government will have become simply the registering and administering of their collective will. Armed force will, of course, be employed to overawe the discontented and to quiet unnecessary turbulence. Unlike the armed forces of old feudalism, the nominal control will be that of the state. When the new order, note that term, when the new order is in full swing, so comprehensive and so exact will be the social and political control that it will be exercised in a constantly widening scope. Peace and stability will be the main desideratum. A happy blending of generosity and firmness will characterize all dealings with open discontent. To the prevention of discontent, the teachings of the schools and colleges, the sermons, the editorials, and even the plays at the theaters will be skillfully and persuasively molded, end quote. So you see, it's a complete package. The control will be complete. The nobility, the elite, will be in total control. They will say, peace, you know, you're tired of all this violence and turbulence. We do want peace, don't we? We do want to get along. Can't we all, Rodney, can't we all get along? A happy blending of generosity and firmness. See, both, you know, the good cop, bad cop, the fist in the glove, and the generous jester will characterize all dealings. It won't just be, you know, coming down, cracking you with the hammer. There'll be this sort of generous helping hand of, you know, you do want these good benefits here. Yes, you can have those too. You just do what we say. You know, it's all for your own good. It's for the best. And so, but they still have to propagandize. And so it's not just the editorials of their controlled newspapers. They're going to be in the schools, the colleges, and spiritually, as we've talked about, even the sermons. They're getting into the churches to control the churches and what's there, as well as the broadcast religious. You'll find a lot of these independent stations that have been broadcasting religious programs are being bought up by these larger ones, and they tend to have a particular slant to them. You'll find that most of them are not as traditional or conservative as the independent stations that had been owners that had previously owned the stations. And so that's the end of the quote. You see, that was 1902 projecting to the future. And you can see, basically, that's what's is going on today, a description of today. And so what I conclude the article with is saying that this power elite educationally has dumbed down the people, the populace, so much that we're willing to go buy along with this. And they consider us no better than the knaves and oafs of feudal times. And so it's exemplified by that quote you've mentioned time after time from Congressman William Dannemeyer, where he is, Dr. Stan, where he's quoting David Rockefeller as saying, there are some men born to rule, most men are born to be ruled. That's the attitude of the power elite. And so what they do is they simply order their puppets in Congress to approve, you know, like NAFTA and GATT, even though the American people don't want them. And so, having done that, NAFTA, GATT, they push globalization, they send the manufacturing jobs overseas, they outsource the high-tech jobs, they import the guest workers to perform lower-level or lower-skilled jobs. Now you say, you might say as a listener, well, why are we allowing this to happen? Why don't Americans rise up? Well, one thing, remember what Gent said, it's because they hook this economically. They'll tell you, well, your retirement funds are in 401ks, aren't they? Well, yeah. And aren't they heavily invested in transnational corporations, you know, DuPont, General Electric, whatever, whose profits increasingly come from outside the U.S.? You say, well, yeah, I guess so. Well, then they'll explain to you, well, you know, if you criticize globalization too much, you might jeopardize your own retirement funds. And that's all they have to say to a lot of Americans. they say, well, gee, you know, I don't want to do that, so I think I'll go watch my soap operas and play basketball or something. And so what happens is the masses of the public are kept entertained, you know, sports. And I compare that to the feudal days, you know, jousts and archery contests, all the, you know, the public used to show up with the nobles, but they'd, you know, be entertained by these things. The music of that time, feudal minstrels would go around, you know, playing their lyres, L-Y-R-E-S, and so on. And today's soap operas and sitcoms, they're, you know, they had the feudal puppet shows. They would entertain the masses and the little children with these puppet shows. So my final statement in the article is, as long as Americans are willing to be kept fat, dumb, and happy, it seems futile, F-U-T-I-L-E, to think that our future will not be futile, F-E-U-D-A-L. And that's the way I conclude this column. And unfortunately, it looks like everything that Gent said is coming true today.
But, of course, I believe that behind that are powerful spiritual forces.
Right.
I think Gent obviously had tapped in to an understanding of what the future held, and now the nightmare is descending upon us.
The pitiable abyss, the people like London said.
And, of course, London sided with the communists. Why? Because he thought they were opposing this movement that he saw, this terrible movement. Without understanding, it was the terrible movement that was creating the opposition. Communism and socialism were always a controlled opposition. If you control the opposition, then, of course, who's going to speak out against this movement towards the New World Order and the New World Religion? And then, of course, behind that, which everybody has missed except for Dr. Cuddy and a few others, are these powerful and dark spiritual forces that have been working down through the ages to bring about this ultimate culmination, this one world government, the fulfillment of that ancient dream of ancient Babylon. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us. And
thanks for
having
me.
That is really a great summary of what's going on. I hope you'll send me a copy of Gent's article.
Sure.
I would really like to have that. I think that's so important that our listeners understand that everything going on today is part of long-range planning, going from generation to generation because of the powerful spiritual hand behind it. Dr. Cuddy, thanks so much. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Cuddy this morning, because that was certainly one of the most profound programs we've done in a good while with Dr. Cuddy. And people say, how could this thing go from generation to generation? Over 100 years. I mean, how do you expect anybody to believe that there could be anything like that? And I say, you know, why would anybody want to enter the priesthood or become a minister? Why? Because they're serving a force far greater than themselves, and they hope it's going to bring about a better world. Well, that is what motivates the people on the other side. Of course, they serve a different God, though. Until you understand that there really is a world occult movement, it has been working for thousands of years. It's manifested through the ancient mystery religions, and you can read a little bit about them in some of the books, but most of them will never tell you what this is really all about. You can see their influence, in the ancient teachings of ancient Babylon and Egypt, and in the Gnostics, and in the Templars, and the Rosicrucians, and the modern-day Masonry, and of course, these ideas being introduced into our schools, and into our government, and even into the Christian church. So let me point out that if you'd like to get an overview of this, I think our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, there are three of them, including some of the things I've written, Dr. Cuddy, and those three pamphlets, each pamphlet's about 40 pages, you'll get a tremendous understanding of taking from the actual writings of the people, because they write all these things out. You're just never going to be able to read them because they're only circulated among the elite from the dark side. That's the occult hierarchy. The three pamphlets, I think, are $9.95 plus shipping, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. I know they carry it there through the American Freedom Network. Somebody gave them a whole flock of copies at the last meeting, or you can get it from us. But you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand the spiritual forces that are energizing everything going on today, including what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in the Near East, and, of course, what is going on here in America today. So once you begin to get the big view, the big picture, you're not going to be swayed back and forth by all of these issues. Oh, my goodness, I don't like my congressman, but he's pro-life, or, he's pro-family values, or and they throw all of these issues in to take us away from what this is really about. Not that pro-life is not important, not that the homosexual issue is not important, but they are simply manifestations of this truly demonic force that wants to kill as many unborn children as possible. And there is a mass program for population control, and what better means of population control than war and spreading new diseases, and of course, putting contraceptives in the vaccines and putting other things in the vaccines. They're giving you to preserve your health, actually to make you sick or give you Alzheimer's disease. And I'm sure the people, the wicked people, are laughing at how foolish we are not to realize that when you put mercury into a vaccine, it's going to have a profound impact on the very brain of a developing child. And that's why they do it. They know what they're doing. That's why they're advocating the influenza vaccine for every pregnant woman. Why? It's not a problem. Influenza is not a problem with pregnant women. They're not dying of this. But, of course, you give the mercury to them in the first trimester in their influenza shot, and it'll go directly to the brain of the child. Could anybody be that evil? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle against dark forces. Our number 1-800-544-8927. We're in a battle, a spiritual battle, for the souls of men and survival of civilization. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products
or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about